This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Now what? Now that Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The AP's Sagar Magani says this followed DeSantis' blowout loss in Iowa.
In a social media message, DeSantis ended his bid after an extraordinary collapse and, after a bitter fight, endorsed Trump.
Because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Attacking Trump's former UN ambassador, who now remains the ex-president's only serious challenger. Trump had spent months going after DeSantis with one common refrain.
The sanctimonious.
But after yesterday's announcement struck a different tone.
A really terrific person.
Haley said simply the race is now down to one fella and one lady, and may the best woman win. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Those two missing U.S. Navy SEALs are now considered deceased, says the military. They were lost in the Arabian Sea during a mission to confiscate Iranian-made weapons.
CENTCOM Commander General Michael Eric Carrilla says, "We mourn the loss of our two Naval Special Warfare warriors and will forever honor their sacrifice and example." The military says that the SEALs were boarding an unflagged dhow from a special operations combat craft off the coast of Somalia when one commando was knocked into the water by high waves and the other immediately jumped in after his teammate. Jennifer King, Washington.
At least 72 people have died in the brutally cold weather that's been blanketing much of the nation, but the numbing cold is expected to ease up in the coming days. Britain and Ireland are feeling Mother Nature's wrath, too. Tens of thousands of people have no power, and trains have been canceled after a wave of winter storms. This is AP News. The lead singer of a big 1960s pop group has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Singer Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las has died in Palm Springs, California at the age of 75, according to her record label. A cause of death was not given. Mary Weiss was 15 years old when Remember Walking in the Sand by the Shangri-Las charted in 1964. She sang lead on that song, as well as on this song.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
The Shangri-Las consisted of Weiss and her sister Betty and twins Marge and Marianne Ganser. They took their name from a restaurant in Queens. After the band broke up in 1968, Weiss moved to San Francisco and worked at an architectural firm. She released her debut solo album, Dangerous Game, in 2007. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The top weekend movie was Mean Girls, followed by The Beekeeper. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.